Okay. We'll do a just a short... Actually, we'll just do a Rashi. A Rashi and Psachim on Daf Hei Amid Beis. We're not going to take up the whole Rashi. In fact, this Rashi is much discussed. And the Achronim have a very difficult time with this Rashi. But I'm only bringing it in for the last words of Rashi, which fit into an idea that we discussed about Hegdish and Bilus. Hegdish and Bilus. The Rashi's on Hey Amid Beis, Divrei Amaschil, V'halo Kfar Nemar, I'm sorry, Lefisha Nemar V'lo Yerolacha. Yeah, that's it. Divrei Amaschil V'lo Lefisha Nemar V'lo Yerolacha. It's about maybe a little bit more than one third of the way down in Rashi. Yeah, just a backdrop. This sugya, this is the famous sugya of lo yirolecha and lo yimotze, where the Gemara works out those two expressions in the pasuk, in the psukim, I should say, because they're both in Parshas Bo, but in two different places. And really, based on these psukim, this is how what emerges the whole concept of the Isser Bilus. The Isser Bilus of Chametz. But it's not just any straightforward Bilus. There's nuances to it, based on the expressions or the ideas from the words Lo Yimotze and Lo Yerolecha. Okay, from Ba Yiro, Ba Yimotze. Okay, but anyhow, so Rashi, Divrei Amaschil Lefi Shenema Velo Yerolecha. So Rashi says, Dimidekasav Lecha, Mashma mina shalcha iataroa. Yeah, hold on one second. Yeah, so again, Rashi. Demidekasav lacha mashmina shalcha iataroa. Aval taroa bigvulin shalacherim. Yours you can't see, but you can see in your boundaries others. Kigon Nachri, like a Goy's Chametz, Ushel Gavoa, or the Migdash's Chametz, Im Higdisham Lebedek Abayas, if you are Magdashit Lebedek Abayas. So I'm interested in the last words of that Rashi. See, Rashi doesn't say simply Ushel Gavoa, but he says Ushel Gavoa, and now he qualifies it Im Hikdisham Lebedek Abayis. If you are Magdish the Chametz, let's say as I guess one scenario would be you're Magdish it as Lachmei Toda, right? Because here really there's no Chametz in the normally in Migdash. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, one second. Yeah, so why does Rashi say Migdash Lebedek Abayis? So the Mashmas is that only if you Magdash Lebedek Abayis is there no problem. Right? In other words, it says V'lo Yireh L'cha. So L'cha is Shalcha. You're not allowed to see. But a guy or Gavoa shall bet a kabayis is mutter. As opposed to what? So the fact that Rashi went out of his way to say shall Gavoa means the Magdishan bet a kabayis, the implication is that if you are Magdish it as Kodshe Mizbeach, that there would be a problem. And you would be over the Yisra by Yerah by Yimatzeh. Right? That's what it seems from Rashi. Because otherwise Rashi should have said, Ushal Gavoa. And that would have been enough. But the fact that he qualified it, Im Higdishim LeBedek Abayis, means only Bedek Abayis renders it mutter, meaning it's not part of the world of lo yera lecha. But if you're magdish le kodshe mizbeach, like for instance, now I can get to where I was. Like you're magdish dough, fermented dough, chametz. If you're magdish fermented dough as lachme toda, because there's only two cases, of course, where you could have chametz in migdash. One is by the Shtei HaLechem, which is a Korban Tzibor on Shavuos, and the other is a Korban Toda, right, that you would bring in the same situations that we, for instance, say a Birkas HaGomel today. Okay, you bring a Korban Toda, and the Korban Toda has Lachme Toda, and the Lachme Toda were Chametz. It's the only two cases of Chametz in the Migdash. Any other bread-like, you know, mincha-like, flour-like carbon, or accompaniment to a carbon is always matzah, meaning non-chametz, including the lechem upon him. So if you magdish legavoa chametz as a carbon, so then the halacha would be, you would violate lo yera lecha. Okay? Lo yera lecha. So why? What's the difference if you magdish it lebedek abayis or you magdish it lekodshei mizbeach? So the answer is, based on the idea we discussed from Reb Chaim, when we did the area of Geneva and Hegdash, where the Gemara says that by Kodshe Mizbeach, when you are Magdashit, it was Tura de Reuven, and then when it, before you Magdashit, it's Tura de Reuven, it's the animal of Reuven, and then after you Magdashit, it's the animal of Reuven. So we explained, right, the Birka Shmuel quoted that the famous Reb Chaim, that what's the pshat? The pshat is that by kodshei mizbeach, you always remain the bailam of the carbon. There is no kinyan in dine mominus per se. Hegdish really is a phenomenon of neder. You're not really makna in kodshei mizbeach, the object to migdash. You remain the bailam. And that's why you get kapara. That's why the bala carbon. And you get kapara. The only thing is, it is considered mamon gavoa in the sense that, as we explained, that there's another aspect of bilis, which is tashmish, which is usage. And since the neder creates a cheftza of hegdish, so hegdish has halachas that limit the bilim and what they could do with it, and on the contrary, puts it under the control of Hegdish. So in that sense, you call it Mamon Gavoa. But it doesn't lose. In Dine Mamonis, the Kinyan really belongs to the original Bailam. I believe that's what we said. That's what Reb Chaim said. I would recommend that you listen to that shiur again, because I think we really... explained the Reb Chaim very carefully there. But the point is, that's why, now it explains why Rashi said what he did over here. Because only in Bedek HaBayis, if you're Magdish an object, then the Bailam in Mammon, the Bailam of Mammon is the Beis HaMikdash there. The Bailam of Mammon is the Beis HaMikdash. And Tosis himself points that out in that sugi over there on Dafa in Baba Kama. What Daf was that? Was that Ayin Vav? I think it was Daf Ayin Vav. So, yeah. So Tosis points out over there, because if there's another Gemara that says, Gunav Vehigdish, Mishalim Dalad Vehei. So that sounds like Hegdish is a Kinyan Mamon. But Tosos answers, that's talking about Bedek HaBayis. We imagine it to Bedek HaBayis. Yeah, it's daf ayin vav. So, yeah. So, therefore, that's why Rashi was very careful over here. When you magnish it to Berek Abayis, then it's a real kinyan mamon in the chayfetz that you really transfer ownership from you to the Migdash. So that's why it won't come under the Yisr of Lo Yerolacha. But if you're Magdish Chometz as Kodshei Mizbeach, as a Karbon, like Lachmei Toda, for instance, so then you still are the Bailim. Even though there's a Shem Hegdish on the object, doesn't make a difference, Rashi holds. You are still the Baal HaKorban. And insofar as you're the Bailam of Mammon, you'll be over the Yisr of Bayera Bayamatzeh. That's why Rashi said what he did. So it's just nice Rashi to, accompany the, Reb Chaim's Torah that we said a few, whatever it was ago, about a month ago or so. Okay,